They've got a real, they have with a real estate agent?
Yeah.
And they should have a lock on it. Otherwise, the agent's gonna be responsible.
Yeah.
But I don't wanna be responsible for opening the gate.
Unless they've written in a, in the contract that they're not, it's the only way it would not work, you know what I mean? Believe me, it's an agent.
I don't know why, but you don't do anything.
I know.
You don't sleep, that's for sure.
He's like Trump.
When he goes to sleep, I bet he don't sleep.
All right, well, we can get started. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I'll adopt the agenda.
Okay, I'll second it.
Okay.
Time does the clock say?
Any opposed? Okay. I think the first thing on, that's not on the agenda that we should deal with is we, everybody I know already knows about the passing of Liz, and I think we should observe a moment of silence in her remembrance. Okay, you know, she'll be missed.
Well, that was longer than she was ever quiet.
She would speak her mind.
Yes. Yep, she
and everybody else's too.
Public comment for non-agenda items.
Eric was
I don't
to
I have to see what's under agenda. I don't know how to bring all these things up, but I was thinking of the worm thing, but I think you've got that on here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all.
All right.
Would something else
anybody like to move to approve the minutes from the meeting of February 8th?
I will.
I'll second it. Same one, right?
Yeah.
Any opposed? Okay. Reports of officers and directors. Does anybody have anything they'd like to report on?
I do.
Oh, good.
Okay, first I need to ask you, did you do the letter to Caressa?
No, not yet.
Okay, do you have that cert page for our signatures?
Cert page.
For the bylaws. We've never signed it.
Didn't we do that at the last meeting?
Nope.
I would have sworn we did. Because I know I brought it. Well, I don't have it with me now because I didn't bring any anything other than the bylaws.
Do you have extra copies? There's a couple of new people that I need to send them to.
If not, I can print them. I think we have extras in there.
Okay, how about the IRS for the fiscal year change?
I haven't done that yet either.
You're fired.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I do have something to print.
Let's see.
True. And I was, on the Caressa thing, too, I was talking with Rita. I think we might be better off letting that lie rather than antagonize him at this point. It seems like he's forgotten about it.
Okay.
And I did email him afterwards tell him it wasn't on association property. We had no authority. So it may be better than poking a stick at him.
Yeah. Play with a snake and get bit.
No news is good news?
Yeah.
The IRS I was thinking about, though, I do have to get that done.
Yeah, because that affects the filing date of the end of 199.
Which hasn't been done in years, anyway.
Well, yeah. 18, 19.
Uh-huh. We gotta get
it. It's not due yet for this year.
Oh, I thought, no, but it's due annually, and so we should have done it.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and catch those up and see if they want them all filed or what they want.
I filed three of them in
Yeah.
You have to file them separately, but you can file them all at the same time, which is what I did. Because we actually, I can't remember if it was that or it was the Secretary's papers that had to be filed, Secretary of State's. Anyway, we temporarily lost our nonprofit, so
yeah.
I had to catch all that stuff up. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Rita and I spent two days driving the roads, picked up a ton of trash, literally a ton.
Really? Good-sized bags.
Yes. We made a note of all the branches and slash that need to be removed from the big storm, still down. And now, of course, after this big storm, all the roads are in bad shape.
They're a muddy mess.
Bad shape. There was a huge pile of trash in front of Lot 171 and a barbecue in front of Lot 129. So I emailed both the owners, and they removed them. Owner of Lot 71 pitched a bitch, but they got it done. And then there's a large Benz gas tank on pasture, and I still haven't quite figured out the address or the lot where it's at. We found several, some of this probably could be under the roads, but several association signs that really need to be replaced. They're faded, they're unreadable, they're damaged. Rita and I started working on the bulletin board, and I think we're going to have to start from scratch. But Mike suggested using the spray adhesive, to work really fast, because he said it dries really quick, but it holds. It really holds. He said spray the cork and the actual place we're going to put it. So, and then we removed 7 old, crummy real estate signs.
Make that 9. We got 2 more the next day.
Well, then there's still 2 more to get, too. We never did go back down.
Right. We also have to get that wooden one.
And that big wooden one should have been taken out, yeah. Because she never responded to the letter. With a copy of our policy. Never heard a word.
We didn't have any way of taking it down and taking it anywhere, but now we do.
Yeah. Well, we had my truck. We just didn't get around to it. I contacted the owner of Lot 1. It's not for sale, and it's not for rent. She said she'd let us know as soon as they made a decision. That ought to be met, yeah. And Lot 19 is in escrow. The Dutch people have bought another lot.
Wow.
And that's pretty much it.
Oh, well, it's going to come in by the paperwork is hard. It will get easier.
Anybody else have anything they want to report on?
I'd like to have us remove this telephone number off of here. I think it's wrong to have a telephone number that's not in existence.
Well, we'll work on that with the telephone.
Oh, okay. I didn't read those.
That's okay.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I should have caught that, but...
Yeah. Okay.
But at least we know now why nobody was calling.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll get us to the financial reports. And since the quarter just ended, we don't have any of the paperwork for the quarter yet, so we haven't done the quarterly stuff. That'll be the next board meeting. So the only thing we have for this board meeting is the check register and the checking account statement, the latest one that was available, which would be for the end of February. And there shouldn't be anything on here that's real surprising. Our credit card expenses were up, but that's because we had a lot going on, mostly mailing, a ton of postage, certified mail and all that, Kern County Recorder and the Notary for the same reason. Those were our primary expenses. And then we do have our first merchant deposit fee of $5.84, which was for a $158 payment for late fees and assessment.
That's something we're going to have to bring up, because everybody else is paying their full amount, and these people are paying the $5.84 less, because and we're paying their $5.84. And that's really not right.
Well, you can institute a credit card fee, but it's kind of sticky in California when you start doing it. Certain things you can put it on, certain things you can't.
Right.
And it makes the paperwork that much more difficult.
Oh, never mind.
The good part about it, it's 1% that we're paying.
That's pretty cheap.
And the good thing is we get the money.
And more people are paying.
They're paying.
I rescind that request.
For the 1%, at least we get paid.
Yeah.
Which is a
and that's
plus.
What they call the cost of doing business.
Doing business, yeah.
Because
I forgot to turn this one on.
If you wanted...
You take $10,000, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, on a single payment like this, it's not bad. No. And if they've got more than 1 year assessments, it's cheaper than sending it to a collection agency. So if we can get the money, I think it's well worth it.
But my figure was, but if they're going to pay me the money, okay, I'll take the money. I'll take it out of my commission.
Yeah. Okay, or, if they're going to have whatever. If they have three lots and you add it up, it's still out of the total, you take the 1% mm-hmm. of the three lots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, runs right about 1% of the total.
But it's not 1% of each lot.
Well, it's 1% of the total dollar amount.
It's 1% of the amount of money, no matter which way you pick it.
Right.
If you add them up together, it's 1% if you do it separately.
I'm not a mathematician, so.
Yeah, but it works out. It's like I said, at least we get the money and we don't have to go to the bank to deposit it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's nice.
So. Let's see. Like I said, there's nothing really surprising. That's pretty much it. Yeah, one of the big credit card charges, too, was the two laptops. So does anybody want to move to approve our payments?
I'll do that.
I'll second it.
Any opposed? Okay. Then we had a request, and I forgot to print the email off, from a member to waive the late fee. His complaint was that there didn't say anywhere on his statement that when it was due by, even though we've sent numerous notices and everything else that say when it's due by.
He's been here forever.
And he still hasn't paid. You know, if he had paid, I would say, of course, but since he hasn't paid, but at the same time, if it gets him to pay, our purpose for the late fees is not to try and collect money. Our purpose of the late fees is to get him to pay their assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what it takes to get him to pay his assessment, you know, I just say my personal feeling is we tell him, sure, if you pay within the next 15 days, we waive your late fee.
Make it 10 days.
But that's kind of the way I look at it.
But then what's going to happen is somebody's going to be late and say, waive my fee.
I think that should be at the discretion of the treasurer, which is pretty much how I handled it.
It probably should be.
Because I went right to the record and said, oh, they've always paid. They've never been late. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to wait.
And that's probably the best.
Now he's had to wait until this meeting. And so he's probably thinking.
Well, part of the reason I did that was to make him realize, too.
Yeah, I have a thing here.
But I think that's probably the best solution is to leave it at the discretion. I just think that the board needed to have this discussion so we're all on the same page on why we do what
that's
we do.
Right, yeah.
And again, my feelings have always been that late fees are just if you don't charge a late fee, then why should they pay? If they don't pay, if they're late, they might as well be a year late.
Right.
So there's got to be a penalty that keeps accruing, otherwise they'll never pay.
Right.
But
on somebody like this who has always paid.
Right, and actually collecting the fees.
He's always paid that.
Collecting the late fees isn't the goal. The goal is to get the assessment paid.
Right.
So waiving the late fee, if that facilitates that, great.
So he's talking about the 1440. Now, is that on the... I have him down that he was 144.
So he didn't pay for 2020, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's his total.
Yeah. And like I said, I think we would, if we just tell him to pay within 10 days and we'll waive all of it, then, you know, that's fine.
He still has to pay the 144.
Would anybody like to make a motion that we leave this at the discretion of the treasurer?
I'll make a motion that we leave it at the discretion of the treasurer.
I'll second
the treasurer will tell everybody.
Any opposed? Okay. And now the treasurer knows how the board feels, what kind of discretion to use, and not a problem.
Well, I want to make sure everybody knew, because I don't want to just...
Exactly. Well, that's what I say. We needed to have the discussion just so everybody knows why we're doing what we're doing.
Okay. And then we know that you're doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that gets us to the fun one. Association cell phone.
Did you bring your little thing?
No, I didn't, but I already talked about it with Randy, so...
And I also did a little bit of hunting to find a couple of alternatives. These require nothing other than payment of a monthly fee. And what it is, it's eVoice and Unitel services. They're both basically the same kind of service. It basically works the same as our phone system here works. Somebody calls in, we don't need a phone line, we don't need a phone, we don't need anything, because it goes straight to their service, goes into their phone system. We have a greeting that it announces. We can have extensions, you know, press 1 for this or press 2 for this. And once they do that, it takes their voicemail message. That voicemail message then is emailed to us so that you can actually listen to it on your email. Then you can decide, you know, whether we need to respond or who needs to respond.
Does it go to everybody or does it just go
to... all depends on how we set up the email.
Okay.
My feelings are, since we can have multiple extensions, press 1 if this is related to your assessments, press 2 for everything else. If it's a 1, it goes to the treasurer's email. If it's a 2, it goes to the secretary's email.
All right, if we need to call them back, though, I'm not calling anybody on my personal
number. And there's a number that you can call back on, and then when you call out from that number, and it shows up as the association's phone number calling them.
You just dial 9 and or 1 and...
I don't know on these what their phone number is. I need to find out. I'm hoping it's an 800 number, so it's toll-free.
That'd be good.
Although most everybody has a cell phone now, so you don't pay that anyway. But you call their number first, and then you can call out from that number. I've got the same thing on this. I don't have to call people back from my cell phone anymore. I can call in the office, and then I can dial out. And it shows up as the office number dialing them.
Yeah, if they're angry, you don't want them to have your telephone number.
You don't want it anyway, because they'll pay you.
We don't do that many phone calls. So, you know, we have to dial a few extra numbers to do it. But the good thing is anything that we want that's association business that you call out, you can do the same thing. So it always can be dialed out as the association's phone number. So it'll show up on theirs. The cheapest one is $6.25 a month per user, and we would probably have to pay for 2 users. The other one is $9.99 a month per user. And the $6.25 can have a maximum of 2 users, and the $9.99 can have a maximum of 3.
Probably I'd go for the 3.
Well, the fewer users, the better. We might even be able to get away with just 1. Because we can always determine who needs to call them back and, you know, email that person. It's not that big a deal. And that way we could probably get away with the $6.25.
That sounds good, but like when things have been forwarded to me, and I'm not sure if you answered it already or if you've answered it already, or, you know, that's the confusion on it.
You know, another thing, how many complaints are we going to get that they can never get a real person when they call?
Yeah.
Well, that's life. If they want to pay more dues, we can hire a secretary to sit in an office and take the phone call.
That's right.
I mean, that's why I got rid of the answering service. I always wanted a live person to answer the phone, too, but that comes at a cost. I mean, answering service now is over $100 a month.
That's right.
It comes at a cost. And so the auto attendant.
What about that phone system that you use?
Yeah, I think it's great, but.
But somebody has to be there to answer it.
No, it
goes to voicemail. But again, this goes to voice. This is voicemail too.
It goes to voicemail, but I can also pick it up and answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can't pick that up and answer
it.
Right. So. But I showed Randy what I had and how it worked.
Yeah.
And he wasn't interested.
It's just one. Well, it's not that I wasn't interested. It's just one more thing that we have to move around and deal with. We don't have to touch it. You get
an
email.
That's right. That's right.
I'll tell you, it's worked out.
I think in a way it's better because you've got a proof of who called and what the reason was.
The other thing. See, now almost all of our calls, unless it's during the daytime when we're in the office on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the rest of the time it goes to voicemail. I have a record of those now because they're in my email and we keep all our emails.
That's right.
So we have a record of the calls. Every single call. Which is nice.
Well, the 6, whatever it was, 6, 9,
yeah.
Whatever.
The other thing, too, is that this can be forwarded to another phone, too. So if you really wanted it to be able to answer it, you can send it to your cell phone, and they would never know that it's going to your personal cell phone. So you don't have to have a second phone.
Yeah.
That's what this one here will do, because if you call the office number when nobody's here, and it says if this is an emergency, then press 2, and it goes straight to my cell phone. And they never even know the difference on that either, because it just...
Yeah, as long as they don't have, get the number back.
It just starts ringing and my cell phone rings. So it makes it real simple. It's a great way to manage calls. And I really do like having all the voicemails recorded.
And also, not only that, it's a good way of keeping track of people saying, well, I called and they said I couldn't do, I didn't have to do it. When did you call? You've got records that they never called.
Exactly.
They should be used to an automated service.
Everybody
you call.
Yeah, that's right, no matter what it is.
Press this number or press that number.
You can't get away with it.
I've had no complaints with this one. Nobody's complained yet. So, the only problem that I did have is this one glitched one weekend and wasn't forwarding the calls after our electrical outages.
I was going to say,
I had to come down here and reset it. That's
the only
thing.
We don't have that many thunderstorms, but that last thunderstorm knocked my phone out.
Yeah.
And
we had one guy that didn't get through that needed the water turned off because they had a leak. But he called back and went to the other prompt, the one, and left a voicemail for our office. Well, I got the email in 5 minutes anyway, so it still went through.
Yeah.
So.
Good. Well, I guess that works. Either one of you might get
and
a call.
We can just send the emails. I mean, it's the easiest thing is to route them to everybody. And then if you respond to it, just email everybody and let them know you took care of it.
That's right.
Then nobody else needs to call them.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But anyway,
we need to do something right away. But.
And I think this is a simple thing because we should be able to get an 822 number. That's the other thing that I was pissed off about with the other phone. We couldn't get an 822 number.
Yeah, we
couldn't even get 661.
Okay, Randy, on that, suppose maybe take the 695 and later on you decide, well, we'd like to have this.
We can expand it.
You can expand it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would be the best bet to do. Take it with the least amount, and then if you need to increase it, you can.
Yep. And I think we should be able to get a phone number that we can keep as well, I believe, with both of these, so that in the future, if we ever do get an office, we could put our own phone in.
Or a new board can take it over.
Right.
Yeah.
And hopefully we could,
Well,
wishful thinking.
It's going to happen sometime.
Really?
Well, it's going to have to happen sometime, because sooner or later we all won't be here.
Yeah, I think we should decide on this now.
It needs to be dealt with.
Because I don't...
It's either that or we can get another cell phone plan. I mean, we could have gone with an AT&T plan where we pay monthly and we wouldn't have this issue with the minutes expiring. Or we can get something like, what was that one that you had? Is it UMA or is it one of the other? There's three or four.
Yeah, I didn't really have a name. It was just through AT&T and it's a cell phone. But it's you can take it anywhere. I can bring it down here and take it over to Jones or
whatever. Yeah, it's wireless based.
Yeah, it is wireless based.
You have to watch it though, like the UMA ones, those go over over your internet. And with most of us out here having satellite internet, the lag time makes the phone call almost impossible to do.
I don't want that. Well, I've never had any trouble with this.
My internet with AT&T, the tower is directly in front of my house, so I've got excellent internet. No problems with it.
I'm probably going to switch mine over. But anyway, so whatever we want to do, but that's an option we have.
Yeah.
I make a proposal that we take that and we do with just the $6.95 and see how it works out.
I don't mind having that because then we don't have to carry a phone around. You don't have to have it in your house or anything.
Yeah.
And nobody can expect us to be here at their beck and call because we don't have a staff.
That's right.
I only check my email once, sometimes twice a day. I don't live on my computer.
Well, again, what is so vital that they need to get a hold of us any quicker than in a day? You know, if they're late on their assessments, they're late on their assessments.
That's right. Yeah.
Their lot is on fire.
Yeah. They better be calling the fire department.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what
we're not the one that wastes your call on.
Yeah, there's not that much that's urgent.
It's not like you've got the water company where you've got a leak and you've got to get it fixed.
And it's flooding.
The ground, if it's wet, it's wet. It's not going to get taken care of immediately anyway.
Yeah, so nothing that we deal with is that urgent. So leaving a message is
That's right.
What do you think, Joan?
Whatever the majority wants.
Well, and I made this motion, so
I'll second.
Okay. And you're going to set it up?
Yeah, I can call them. Because it's simple. We'll just send it to the emails.
I still couldn't get a hold of Kyle Perez, so one of you may get a call from him and tell him what a nasty person I am. So
just tell him you've been trying to call him, and he's not answering.
Yeah. But I was so uptight that day he called, and the computer was being used by Anthony because he was putting the, fixing our computer, and so I couldn't get back to him at that time. And then when I tried to call him back, he wasn't home. So
well, I just found out he's just now recovering from a broken back.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Ooh. So he has a job, but he's been off work because of it.
Yeah, well, he still doesn't answer his phone. And his meds put him out.
He got hit with a $25 hookup fee because somebody turned him in. And I know who turned him in. He was having a water truck in.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah. You know who turned him in.
He was hauling his own water in.
Exactly. The owner of the water.
Well, I don't know who turned him in.
I would tell. Think about it.
Oh, I'll think about it. Yeah. I don't like to turn anybody in.
All right, so is everybody in favor or anybody opposed? Okay, we'll give it a try. I mean, at least with this, well, to get the $625, you pay a year at a time. So $149.90 for the year.
I don't think that's bad.
That's reasonable, really.
Wait a minute. $149.90, that's not $625.
No.
So is that minimum two users, apparently? I'll check. I'll actually phone these and see which one is cheaper. The $9.99 may be not per, because this one obviously is $6.25 per user, but it's a two-user minimum, which makes it $12.50 a month.
Yeah,
right.
So I'll check with the other one first. Like I said, they both work the same way. So
it's kind of stupid.
We'll go with whichever one's the cheaper.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's smart of them, because that's what I was looking at. $6.25. Wait a minute. That's not 12 times 6 is not
$149.
We'll just go with whichever's cheaper.
I mean, for the minutes, amend the proposal so that you could, for you to choose from one or the other to which is what more.
That's fine.
Better for us.
We'll just,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll choose.
No, but I see what you're saying.
We'll call and do whichever's cheaper.
Okay. Let us know when it gets hooked up, so I'll be sure and check.
Even that, you can always stick your email on your phone if you need to have it all the time.
Well, that gets us to the next item, which is update on road repairs and equipment purchases.
Oh, boy.
I haven't ordered anything yet when it comes to the stop signs. I did finally have time to look. The requirement is that the stop signs be 30 by 30, engineering grade retro-reflective. They're about $60 a piece on Amazon.
They're too big.
That's what's required.
They're not county roads.
No, but our documents that we have that makes us responsible for the roads says that we will maintain the signs, specifies the signs to Kern County standards.
And I'm sorry, that shit, because we've been doing this
can decide to put smaller signs. The problem is, if there's an accident or something, we have to understand we can be liable, too. If somebody goes out there and measures that sign and says, well, I didn't see the stop sign, it's too small, then
they're only 6 inches smaller.
Exactly.
And there's only a couple that
the lawyer
may be raised a little bit to be seen.
Yeah, and I haven't looked to see what the height requirement is, because I'm sure there's a height requirement.
I can see the one from my bedroom window. I can see the one that put in for Man Option.
I know. But if you get out there and measure it, it's not 30 inches. Well, it's not a stop sign.
Ordered 24 is what I ordered.
Well, there's nothing else around it. They have to.
But again, we can check and see what we can get them locally for, too.
Before you started digging into that, we were using 24s. Shame on you.
Again, our job is to reduce liability wherever possible. I mean, that's the reason we're putting the stop signs up, is to reduce liability.
Do we really need them on every road?
No. And that's another thing. We are not supposed to put them at every intersection. They're only supposed to be put where you need a stop sign because visibility is limited and there's no way to fix that problem, like cutting a tree down. And they shouldn't be on all four corners unless there's a reason for that as well. You need to designate which road is the through road. It doesn't get stop signs. Then the ones that come into it do.
Yeah. The primary road doesn't.
But they even recommend that you should put a yield sign before you put a stop sign if possible. However, Kern County doesn't necessarily do that either, because with Umtali's the through road, every other road they put a stop sign on it. just whether there was a visibility issue or not, they still put one on it. So
a lot of
municipalities do that.
I think we need ones on Morgan, like on Halter and Appaloosa, because those are people come whizzing down.
Yeah, at any place that it's not good visibility, then we're justified in putting them on all corners.
It's not their visibility; it's the fact that I know that people fly down those roads and go around those corners.
But no, we do not need to put them on each and every corner. What I would suggest is that we get about 10 of them, and then we start replacing and upgrading our old stop signs and putting in new ones where they're needed.
The ones that we just put in, are you saying we have to redo?
Well, no. We don't have to right away. But our old faded ones...